Random Samplings of a Logical Mind. I'm Lynn Woolley. Issue 1, Storming the Capitol. I haven't heard anyone say that a mob breaking into the U.S. Capitol was a good idea. At this writing, 5 people are dead, including an unarmed female who was one of the protesters, and a Capitol policeman. This is what happens when mobs get caught up in the frenzy of some cause. CNN and the other anti-Trump media have gone into hysterics about it and have twisted themselves into pretzels in the process. CNN and the Associated Press both told us that the Black Lives Matter Antifa protesters were mostly peaceful. This was BS of the highest order, but if that's where you get your news, that's what you likely believe. The bottom line to the mainstream media? What's a few lives and police cars and store windows if the protesters are on the correct side of the political aisle? The Capitol mob was disgusting. The media was too. Issue 2. Yes, Virginia, the election was stolen in Pennsylvania. Mobs often get out of hand and forget their so-called cause. They just want to destroy things. On the left, they say the cause is social justice. The D.C. mob was allegedly there to protest a stolen election. Who's right? The fact that blacks and other minorities have it better right here and right now than ever before doesn't stop the left-wing mob. The right-wing mob may fade, and it may not. The cause here is a state like Pennsylvania, where the state's high court changed election rules using the pandemic as an excuse. Only the legislature has that power. Vote watchers in other states were prevented from checking the counters, again with the pandemic as the excuse. Millions of unrequested mail-in ballots were sent out, and ballot harvesting ensued. Yet the courts refused to even hear the evidence. Issue 3. What group recorded the first number one surfing record? If you said the Beach Boys, think again. Well, give yourself some credit because there was a Beach Boys connection. Brian Wilson had been working on a song he called "Goody Connie, Won't You Come Back Home?" Catchy title, right? Wilson had played Surfing USA for Jan Barry and Dean Torrance at a party, and Barry wanted to record it, but the Beach Boys were scheduled to record the song, so Wilson gave them the other one, the one with the catchy title. Wilson had lost interest in the song, and so Barry finished it with some help from Torrance. Under the name Surf City, it became the first number one surfing hit, making everybody involved happy. Well, almost everybody. Brian's dad, Murray Wilson, who was managing the Beach Boys at the time, was absolutely furious that Brian gave that song to Jan and Dean. Stay tuned for more random samplings of a logical mind. I'm Lynn Woolley.